Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Planning Committee of the 23rd of August 2020. Just a few notes to go through, just for our record keeping. So it will be a virtual meeting, and I will introduce who is present at the time. We're using video-enabled equipment, and can I ask that all councillors leave their cameras on throughout the meeting, please, and ensure your microphone is on mute unless I indicate that you may speak. Only speak when invited to do by myself, and we're only having one person speaking at a time. If at any point we have somebody who we're not sure is present, we will identify that person and then we will continue with the meeting. If you wish to speak on any item, if you can use your raise hand function, and then please take your hand back down again when you have spoken. The normal quorum requirements and standing orders for meetings are set out in the Constitution and will also apply to this remote meeting. We will not be using the chat function, and should any aspect of the remote participation fail, we will just have a quick adjournment and then make sure that people can get back onto the meeting. If not, so long as we stay quiet, we'll keep going with that. If you can refer to a specific page on the report or the slide, it will be helpful when we're asking our questions. And if any member participating in this meeting declares a disclosable pecuniary interest or any other declarable interest in any item of business that would normally require them to leave the room, we must also leave the remote meeting. The departure will be confirmed by Democratic Services, who will invite the relevant member by the link to rejoin at the appropriate time. Any voting will be via a named vote, and the roll call of members will be made in alphabetical order. And please state whether you're voting for, against, or abstaining with the motion. When confidential or exempt issues are under consideration at the relevant part of the meeting, Democratic Services will ensure that there are no members of the public in the remote attendance or remotely accessing the meeting, so they'll be unable to hear or see the proceedings once it has been excluded. At the end of the meeting, I will close the meeting and all members will be asked to hang up promptly, and members must not participate in any further discussions. So, once again, good afternoon. My name is Councillor Vicky Gould. I'm Chair of this Planning Committee. In Vice Chair, we have Councillor Steve Sylvester. Our Head of Service is Sal Khan, our Planning Manager is Ashley Baldwin, Legal Representation is through Sherry Grant, our Democratic Services Officer is Monica Henchcliffe, and we have Planning Officers Emma Carrington and Lisa Bird. So in attendance also we have Councillor Ashcroft, Councillor Barker, Councillor Bills, Councillor Faulkner, Councillor Hall, Councillor Lamb, Councillor Legg, Councillor McKiernan, and Councillor Two. So we move on to the agenda items then. And agenda item one, any apologies for absence, please?
Yes, we have two apologies from Councillor Brady and Councillor McGarry.
Thank you, that'll be noted. And any declarations of interest? Councillor Bills.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to declare a private interest in item 5.2.
Thank you. That will be noted. Councillor Legg.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just to tell you...
Sorry, Chair. We need to know what the interest is for Councillor Bill.
Councillor Bill.
In that... He lives opposite the site.
Okay.
I live opposite the application site, and I'm known to quite a few people who will be affected by this application, and I'm also known to the owner of the site as well.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
Discussed this with Sherry, the solicitor. Agrees with my interest. Okay.
Thank you. Councillor Legg.
Thank you. Just to say I've received emails on two of the applications and I come to this meeting with an open mind and no predeterminations. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Legg. Sherry, would you like to come in on the fact that we have all received some emails from our speakers? And would you like to just come back on that for me?
In what way, so sorry, Councillor Gould, other than obviously I know that you've been given that information, but obviously they're going to present whatever they've sent in to you anyway, I believe the speakers, aren't they? So all members of,
like
have obviously not read it.
Would you like us to all state that we've had this correspondence, or are we happy to go with the fact that we're all coming at this with an open mind and we'll wait for the speaker to make their point?
That's right. I mean, I'm content that you're all coming to this with an open mind, and that obviously that hasn't prejudiced any of your decision making.
Thank you very much. Right, so on to agenda item 3 then, and we're on to the minutes from the last meeting, which was held on the 28th of July. We have had a couple of smaller amendments to make from the meeting minutes. It does just state that Councillor Ashcroft was in attendance to site visit when she wasn't, and this will be changed. So bearing that in mind, we will go to having a name vote. If we can have if I propose those sets of minutes, if I can have a seconder for the minutes, please. Councillor Faulkner. And if we can go forward for a name vote on that, please, then Monica.
Councillor Gould.
Four.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Four.
Councillor Barker.
Four.
Councillor Brady. Oh no, Councillor Bill.
Four.
Councillor Faulkner.
Four.
Councillor Hall.
Four.
Councillor Lamb.
Four.
Councillor Legg. Councillor Legg.
Four.
Councillor McKernan.
Four.
Councillor Sylvester.
Four.
Councillor Toon.
Four.
That's it. Thank you. That's Gary Chair.
Thank you. So we move on to the main part of our meeting then. So we're on to our applications, and we'll start with agenda item 5.1, which is P2020-00613. If I can ask Lisa to present this to us then, please.
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon. I'll just share my screen. Good afternoon. So this application is application reference P2020-00613 and relates to Waterloo Mount on Tower Road in Burton-on-Trent. The proposal is for the change of use of a residential dwelling Class C3 to a children's home Class C2. There has been a previous certificate of lawfulness which was withdrawn on the basis that children cannot live together as a single household when no adult carers are not residing there on a permanent basis. Therefore, it technically requires a change of use from C3 to C2, but having assessed it, we do not think that there is a material change of use as it remains in a residential use. The proposal includes three children to be residing at the property with two main carers, plus three other care workers and a social worker. This slide indicates the application site edged in a thick black line. The access goes all the way down to Ashby Road at this end here. The red line at the bottom indicates a settlement boundary, and the application site is within that boundary. And to the left is the conservation area, which is in pink, which is a considerable distance away. There are no designated public rights of way adjacent to the site. However, there is a park in this area here, with footpaths that spur off down towards Brislingcote Valley and up towards Elms Road to the west of the site. this slide just shows the general character of the area in an aerial view. Again, with the park in this area here and the footpaths that come through this area of woodland where Brisling Coat Valley is and up to Elms Road. This slide shows the entrance to the site from Tower Road with the dwelling set back within the grounds. And opposite the application site there are some three newly built dwellings which were approved in 2019. This view is along Tower Road towards the footpath. The vehicular access stops at this point here, but there is pedestrian access along the pathways down to the park and linking into Brisling Coat Valley and Tower Road and Elms Road. Sorry. This view is along Tower Road towards Ashby Road. The water tower's on the left-hand side, obscured by the trees over here. This is a view into the site from near the access and indicates the outbuildings here, which are parking, and the rear elevation of the property. Again, this is the garaging and parking area. This is the east elevation, the rear elevation of the site, which faces up towards Ashby Road. There are no external alterations proposed to the dwelling. And this elevation is the front elevation, which faces west towards the park. It's not visible on this slide, but there is a fence along this in this position on this side, which has separated part of the garden space off from this application site. And there's permission for two residential dwellings, which was granted earlier in the year. The aerial view just gives a better zoomed in view of the character of the area. The water tower over to the east. This is the area to the west, which has been sectioned off by fencing along this boundary here, with permission for two residential dwellings. And these are the newly built residential dwellings opposite the site. This is where the road finishes and becomes a footpath leading down to the parkway. This slide indicates the floor layout of the dwelling. The floor layout and the elevations are not proposed to change at all as a result of the application. And it is a four-bedroomed dwelling, which is shown on this floor plan here. The red line goes all the way down to Ashby Road, as I mentioned before. The blue line is incorrectly shown on this plan. The applicants do not own the site or the adjacent land that's shown in the blue line there, but the correct certificate of ownership was submitted and served on residents affected, and this doesn't affect the assessment of the application or have an impact on the decision. But officers can secure an amended drawing to remove that blue line prior to any decision being issued. So the consultations received, there's been no objections from Highways or the Police Architectural Liaison Officer, and no objections from the Environmental Health Team, although an informative is recommended in relation to the food preparation area. In terms of publicity and representations, they're all detailed in the report. However, these listed on this slide are the material planning considerations. The Winsall Parish Council have made no response to the application. Councillor Metcalfe has objected on the grounds of antisocial behaviour, traffic impacts, noise and disturbance, and the impact on the character of the area. 30 objections have been received from residents in relation to the principle of the development, impacts on amenity, highways impacts, and setting a precedent for business uses on Tower Road. 3 residents have responded in support of the application on the grounds of the principle of the development, the amenity value of the site, and the level of care provided being appropriate to the number of children proposed. This has been assessed on the policies contained within the MPPS, East Staff's local plan, the East Staffordshire Design Guide, the Parking Standards Supplementary Planning Document, and the Winsall Neighbourhood Plan. The principle of the development is considered acceptable in that the development is would remain in residential use and is situated in a sustainable location, it would bring economic benefits by securing a viable business use and employment for a number of staff, and retains an attractive large building in its current form. There's no impact on the design and character of the area in terms of that there are no external changes proposed to the existing building. It's considered the amenity, the proposed use would not result in any impacts on amenity over and above the existing use of the site as a dwelling house in terms of noise and disturbance, given the number of occupiers and staff proposed, the only difference being that the adult carers would not reside at the application site permanently, and the application has raised no adverse highway safety issues. In conclusion, the proposal complies with the local plan, Winsor Neighbourhood Plan, the Parking Standards SPD and the National Planning Policy Framework. The local planning authority has taken a positive approach to decision taking in respect to this application, concluding that it is a sustainable form of development which complies with relevant development plan policies and material planning considerations, including the MPPF. It is therefore considered that the local planning authority has secured a development that improves the economic, social and environmental conditions of the area in accordance with the requirements of paragraph 38 of the MPPF. And the Office of Recommendation is to approve with conditions as per the report.
Thank you, Lisa, for that presentation. So we come to the public speaking part then. And can I first call on Mr. Dennis Fletcher, please?
Thank you, Chair. I'll just promote him from the public gallery.
Thank you.
Got me. Shall I start sharing my screen, Andrea, for the timer?
Yep. Hopefully.
That would be good. Thank you, Ash.
Bear with me.
Mr. Fletcher, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. We're just putting up on our screen, you have a 3 minutes time to speak.
Yep.
And
that will be adequate.
I think we're good to go when you are, please.
Okay, thanks very much. Thank you, Chair. I always have difficulty with applications such as these, trying to balance the needs for this type of residential home with the concerns of nearby residents. In the past, I've opposed such developments, only to find that my fears have been unfounded. And I've also supported such developments to find that there have been grave issues with the development afterwards. So I've not got a good track record on this. However, first I would like to say this is out of keeping with the rest of the neighbourhood, which is totally residential. And it's not like Ashby Road, which has a mixture of residential and quite a few residential homes for elderly and such like, and for vulnerable young adults. But secondly, and most importantly, there have been many issues with various types of antisocial behaviour in this area, including suspected drug dealing. And my fear is that young people at this proposed home could be the target for such behaviour, putting them and their carers at risk. So there is a need for such accommodation. I can join some of the residents in praising the attempt to help vulnerable young people, and that this may even be an ideal building, but sadly, I think it's in the wrong place for the reasons I've just mentioned. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. If I can call on our next speaker, who is Mrs. Amy Brooks, please.
One moment, please, Chair. I'll just put Ms. Fletcher back in the gallery.
Okay, thank you.
In the public gallery. Thank you. Chair. I've just brought Amy Brooks into the meeting.
Okay. On my participants list, I still have Mr. Fletcher there.
Yep. Just bear with me. I'm struggling with the shared screen. Sorry.
Do you want me to stop sharing, Andrea? And then.
Yeah. Sorry. Would you mind? Sorry. And then I think I can put Mr. Fletcher back in the public gallery. I do apologise. Participant, sorry. There we go. Sorry about that.
Mrs. Brooks, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Brilliant. Your patience.
It's okay. Thank you.
You have 3 minutes when you're ready.
Brilliant. Thank you. I've just been doing a little bit of research on the company and what kind of care home they are. And they just don't seem to be the negative kind of care home, which I think people have the opinion that care homes tend to be. They have this aim to deliver a bespoke individual package of care. And it's not what most people think of when they think there's going to be a care home, maybe of 20 or 30 children left with one person. It's one-on-one care. I completely appreciate where Councillor Fletcher was coming from regarding antisocial behaviour, but I just think it's irrelevant. This is a four-bed family home where I could live there with my husband and I could have three grown-up children living there. So the amount of traffic wouldn't be any more than it would be, probably actually be less than if it was a family. But also these children that are going to be staying at Waterloo Mount are going to have carers with them all the time. Whereas if they were my teenage children going out and about meeting friends, that wouldn't be the case. I just think it's the most fantastic location for this kind of care. These children are coming out of vulnerable homes. They have needs maybe such as autism. They need care, love and attention. And Waterloo Mount is set in its own grounds. It's quiet, it's semi-rural, it's surrounded by local farmland, it's surrounded by local woodland. The care that looks like they'll be given, it's providing stability when they've come out of unstable homes. It's helped them develop their resistance. And they need to reconfigure, they need to find that trust which they may have lost from leaving their family home. Waterloo Mount, I just feel, can offer that excellent family home environment. They, on their website, they offer the most fantastic schemes with nature trips and geography trips and outdoor adventures, trying to take them out of a bad situation which they may have come from. And supporting them, giving them a meaningful future, which they may not have if companies like Esland aren't around. And you just look at some of their case studies on their websites, it's absolutely fantastic. These children aren't just with them for a month or two, it's a long-term plan. They want them to go into the community, they want them to have a sustainable life for themselves independently. I don't think you can really compare Esland to other care homes like the ones you mentioned on Ashby Road, because I know that some of those care homes are for certain disabilities, and also if they've come out of maybe the judicial system as well. So I just think it just needs a little bit more consideration on this one. It's not your standard care home, and to have an individualised package per child means the result is hopefully that child is going to come out of that care home as a well-rounded individual that will go back into the community. I think we need to give these children a chance and stop judging before we've even given them that chance. Yes, Tower Road has a reputation of being a nice residential area. I must admit, the residents that puts that it will decrease their house value, I think is socially unacceptable. These children need to be given a chance, and the house will not change from the outside. So if it hadn't had to go to change of use, you may not have even known that it was maybe going to a care home. I'd say I could move in there with my family and you would know no different, or I could foster. three children who could have autism and complicated needs. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, if we can call our next speaker then, Mr. Peter Levy, please. Mr. Levy, can you hear me?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Levy. So you will have 3 minutes, and time is good when you're ready to start.
Thank you. Well, good afternoon. I'm one of the 30 objectors, and I have two reasons for it. First, the proposed change of use would be out of keeping with all of the other properties, which are private single-family dwelling houses, apart from the water tower. Secondly, this is an entirely unsuitable location for our home. The western end of Tower Road, as we've heard, is now a magnet for antisocial behaviour, drug-taking, drug-dealing, misuse of alcohol, boy races and sexual activity vividly described in the objector's letters. I don't doubt that the home proposed is more successful than other options in transforming children's lives. My objection is the choice of its location. It's suggested that the location is perfect as it's away from the public eye. Well, that's exactly why this location is unsuitable. A nearby similar home is in an area of mixed properties on a busy main road. The disorder there is minimised because the environment is in the public eye with regular passing of traffic. Criminal and antisocial behaviour is attracted to Tower Road because it's off the main thoroughfare and rarely patrolled by the police. We're woken regularly throughout the night by such behaviour. 10 days ago, a youth was attacked and injured by a machete. Not a day goes by without cars being passed all hours of the day and night outside the application site, where quite a time the drug deals are being carried out. I would remind the committee that Section 8 of the NP refers to the need of planning authorities to promote healthy and safe communities. And paragraph 91b refers to the need to ensure that crime and disorder and the fear of crime and disorder do not undermine the quality of life and community cohesion. DP1 in the local plan states that the council would take into account safety of users and reduces the potential for crime to occur. The siting of a home for vulnerable children is hardly conducive to those needs in the light of the activities taking place regularly in the immediate area of the site, when those vulnerable children who need to be safeguarded are then exposed to the antisocial and criminal behaviour already occurring. NPPF states that the presumption of the grant of planning permission would be rebutted by any adverse impact which would significantly outweigh the grant permission. I would argue that there would be an overwhelmingly adverse impact on the permission, and I ask the committee to refuse the application. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Levy. Right, if we...
Have we lost Councillor Gould?
Sorry, I was just trying to put Mr. Levy back into the audience.
Not me to do it, Andrea. Let me do it. I'll try and do it.
To attend here. So where's Councillor Gould?
It's Councillor Gould to come back in.
She's in the attendee.
Apologies. Yeah, and yeah, it's okay. I found her and I'm promoting her back to panelist now. I do apologise. There must have been somebody moved at the same time. I do apologise. She's back in now, Councillor Gould.
Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen.
Apologies.
It did just drop off, I'm afraid. Right, so after we'd had words from Mr. Peter Levy, we're on to Mr. Stephen Swindale.
Thank you. I'll just bring him into the meeting, Chair.
Mr. Swindale, can you hear me? Mr. Swindale, are you there?
Have we got audio, Andrea, for Mr. Swindale?
His microphone isn't on.
Okay.
He needs to put his microphone on.
Mr. Swindale, if you can unmute yourself, please.
His microphone's on now.
Mr. Swindale, can you hear us? Can we move on to our next speaker and then go back and see if we can get the connection?
Yep, no problem.
There, Chair. His microphone is on. Is there...
Mr. Swindale, can you hear us? We're having difficulty hearing you.
You'll have to come back to him, Chair.
Yeah.
If we can then put forward our next speaker then, please, Mrs. Ada McManus. And we'll come back to Mr. Swindale shortly.
Thank you, Chair. I'll just put Mr. Swindale back in the public gallery and then we'll bring Mrs. McManus in, okay?
Okay, thank you. Mrs. McManus, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
You're very, very faint.
Okay.
Is it possible you can speak a bit closer to your microphone?
Is this any better?
I can hear you a lot better now.
Yeah.
So you have 3 minutes if you're ready to go.
Okay.
Okay. Dear Chair and members, I would firstly reiterate the assessment made by the planning officer in her report, although I would point out that there are at least 5 businesses registered and operating from Tower Road. The house concerned was previously occupied by a farming family who also operated industrial units nearby and had frequent daily visitors. The applicants very successfully operate over 40 children's homes throughout the UK and have received no complaints from residents or the Care Quality Commission about how these are being operated. The applicants provide a one-stop solution for the sector's most complex and challenging children who often suffer from autism or the effects of abuse. They adopt a 3-stage process that underpins every child's placement to provide stability, develop resistance and facilitate transition through a range of services to provide local authorities with a long-term plan to meet the individual needs of each child and enable them to become a valued member of society. All the children are aged between 7 and 14 and have a long period of assessment before being placed at the home to safeguard the children and the residents. They are also accompanied 24 hours a day. The planning application is for a change of use from a residential dwelling to a small care home for children. The principle of such a use is acceptable in a residential area. In terms of traffic implication, noise and any disturbance generated by the proposal, this would be no greater than it being used as a 4-bedroom residential property, and in fact is likely to result in a lesser impact on the amenity of the neighbours. No objections have been raised by the police or highways. In relation to the existing antisocial behaviour in the area, the application should not be used to overcome existing issues and will potentially reduce the type of incident due to the property becoming occupied. The proposal will secure the long-term reuse of this family home and provide local employment opportunities whilst enhancing the viability of the local economy. It will also provide specialist care for children in a sustainable location to enable them to become a valued member of society. In reality, there is no material change of use of the property, and the proposal meets the relevant Winsill neighbourhood plan policies, the local plan policies, and the MPPF. I would therefore duly request that members support the officer's recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you for that. If we can see if we can establish the link again with Mr. Stephen Swindale, please.
Yes, Chair, just one moment and I'll bring it back in the meeting.
Thank you. Mr. Swindale, can you hear us?
Oh.
Hi, Mr. Swindale. We can hear you now.
That's good to hear. Thank you very much.
Technology is wonderful, as we've seen.
Only when it's working, though.
Exactly. Right, you have 3 minutes when you're ready.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I totally agree with what Peter Levy said in his session earlier on. But there's one other point I want to raise as well. I mean, we're constantly being told that the housing stock in the UK is insufficient to meet the current demand from a rising population and that government housing targets are not being met. So what I can't understand is why are we converting a perfectly nice residential family home, which is in a residential area, which really is a commercial business premises. You'll probably dispute that, but at the end of the day, Esland are there to make money and are being run as a business. So that's one of the points I'd like to bring across. I mean, to my knowledge as well, this residential property has not been offered for sale in the residential property market, only been offered to let. And I did see that monthly rental, I believe, was £2,500 per month, which seemed particularly high for a residential property of this type, certainly in the Tower Road area. So that's really where I'm coming from, really, is really change of use, really. So thank you very much for your time there.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right, we'll move on to our questions then. We'll just wait while Mr. Swindale is back in the gallery. Thank you. So, who would like to raise the first comment or question then, please? Councillor
Bills. Chair, I'd just like to, with the planning officers, drill down to exactly what is our remit with this application, because we're talking of surrounding areas, the fact that it's being converted into a care home, or comments about probably the company. What is relevant and what is not? I think we need to know what we're actually voting on. You know, is it just the principle, antisocial behaviour, you know, which will probably still go on, whether this is here or not, and that should be sorted. But we'll go off on tangents. I'd just like to know exactly what we voted on today in this application.
Lisa, would you like to come in and just clarify again the parts that we're actually looking at, please?
Yes, thank you. It is the principle of the proposal. As I mentioned at the beginning of my presentation, we're looking at the whether or not a material change of use is said to have occurred. It technically requires a change of use from Class C3 to C2, which is a dwelling house to a care home. But both of those are, in fact, residential use classes. So it's the principle of the development and the amenity of neighbouring properties and if there's any highways impact, which have been addressed in the presentation and report.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yes,
come back, please, Councillor Bills.
So the antisocial behaviour of the park, is that a planning consideration or not?
No, that would not be a planning consideration for us.
Can I just come in? Would that be okay, Chair? Yeah. Just Councillor Bill, just to confirm there, is obviously there is antisocial behaviour that's obviously been identified at the moment, but that obviously is ongoing, and I think you just need to refer back that obviously the police liaison officer has confirmed that that they have no objections to this, so that's your expert, that's what they've come back, your statutory consultees have said that they don't fear that this is going to increase or exacerbate any antisocial behaviour in the area.
Thank you, Chair. Has that clarified things for you, Councillor Bill?
Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Councillor Barker, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. I, along with Councillor Bill, am a bit confused as to why this planning application is here, really. I mean, we've been told that we've got to stick to our planning principles and planning rules, and really, it's such a minor change in planning terms that I'm a bit like Councillor Bill, a bit of a loss as to what we make a decision on as regards the change of use. It barely is a change of use, so I think that's why I'm confused.
Thank you, Councillor Barker. Councillor Hall.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I agree with the previous two councillors. As far as I'm concerned, I can't see how this change of use or proposal would attract any other antisocial behaviour that isn't already there. So there's no decision to make for me. It's a straightforward approval, and I'm quite happy to propose that we approve subject to the conditions in the committee report.
Thank you, Councillor Hall, for your putting forward a motion. Councillor Faulkner.
Thank you, Chair. Two things, really. First, I've had residents contact me in light of antisocial behaviour, and there has been criminal prosecutions in relation to that. So I can't understand how the police have actually said there is no issue with antisocial behaviour there. Secondly, in relation to Councillor Hall's comments, one of the conditions that I note is section 9.14, intensity of use, and that is suggesting that no more than three children. Personally, I have conscience problems in putting children in that situation on Tower Road. I am aware of the issues and they are real, and they are particularly dangerous to females and vulnerable children. And as a matter of conscience, I couldn't vote for this. I would be really struggling to do that. So I shall be against this when it comes to a vote.
Thank you for your comments. Sherry? You're still on mute at the moment.
Apologies for that. I just wanted to just come back and just clarify with Councillor Faulkner on the antisocial behaviour. The police aren't actually saying that there isn't antisocial behaviour in that area. They're just saying that this development would exacerbate that antisocial behaviour.
I recognise that.
Yeah.
But it's the wrong place for children to be due to the kind of incidents that have been occurring.
Do we have any further comments to make, please? No. Right, we've had a motion put forward. Do we have a seconder, please? Councillor Sylvester. So, could I ask that we go for a named vote then, please, Monica?
Councillor Gould.
For the motion.
Councillor Ashcroft.
For.
Councillor Barker.
For.
Councillor Bill.
For.
Councillor Faulkner.
Against.
Councillor Hall.
For.
Councillor Lamb.
For.
Councillor Legge.
For.
Councillor McKernan.
For.
Councillor Sylvester.
For.
And Councillor Toon. Councillor Toon. For.
For.
Thank you. That's carried, Chair.
Thank you all. So we will then move on to item 5.2, and can I just suggest that we have a very quick pit stop just to stretch our legs and refresh glasses and that. So five minutes, and then we'll be back for the next item, please.
Councillor Bills, when we reconvene, I'll put you on hold then.
Okay. Thank you.